From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns will continue his series on Paul's Epistle to the Colossians. This epistle sets forth the glorious person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ in a manner designed to increase the believer's love for the Savior and to provide guidance in living the Christian life. Prior to the message by Dr. Cairns, we'll hear a devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as well as some Christ-honoring sacred music. This morning's text is found in Ruth chapter 2 and verse 2. Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn. Downcast and troubled Christian, come and glean today in the broad field of promise. Here are abundance of precious promises which exactly meet thy wants. Take this one. He will not break the bruised reed, nor quench the smoking flax. Doth not that suit thy case? A reed, helpless, insignificant, and weak. A bruised reed, out of which no music can come. Weaker than weakness itself. A reed, and that reed bruised. Yet he will not break thee, but on the contrary will restore and strengthen thee. Thou art like the smoking flax. No light, no warmth can come from thee, but he will not quench thee. He will blow with his sweet breath of mercy till he fans thee to a flame. Wouldst thou glean another ear? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What soft words! Thy heart is tender, and the Master knows it, and therefore he speaks so gently to thee. Wilt thou not obey him and come to him even now? Take another ear of corn. Fear not, thou worm Jacob. I will help thee, saith the Lord and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. How canst thou fear with such a wonderful assurance as this? Thou mayest gather 10,000 such golden ears as these. I have blotted out thy sins like a cloud, and like a thick cloud thy transgressions. Or this, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. For this, the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Our Master's field is very rich. Behold the handfuls. See, there they lie before thee, poor, timid believer. Gather them up, make them thine own, for Jesus bids thee take them. Be not afraid, only believe. Grasp these sweet promises, thresh them out by meditation, and feed on them with joy.
My soul arise, my soul arise.
Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little booklet, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves, and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content, and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel as it is presented by Christ to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Ask for The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns. Today on Let the Bible Speak, Dr. Alan Cairns continues a series of studies in Paul's epistle to the Colossians, bringing the next portion of a message entitled, The Rich and Glorious Mystery. The text is found in chapter 1, verses 25 and 26, where the apostle wrote of the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to God's saints. As Dr. Cairns has explained, in New Testament usage, the word mystery refers to a truth which has hitherto been concealed, but is now being made known. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who is the essence of this mystery, and he is revealed in the preaching of the gospel. Yet, as Dr. Cairns will emphasize, it is not enough simply to give sinners information about Christ and the way of salvation. There must be a divine work done in the sinner's heart to awaken him to his need and to enable him to embrace Christ as Savior and Lord. And now with today's message, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
Once this revelation was given, it's complete. That's the end of all the Joseph Smiths of the world. It also puts pen to the claims of the charismatic so-called prophets who come to bind the consciences of God's people with extra-biblical revelations. This is God's revelation. His full and final gospel. Now, without this revelation, men are going to stay in the dark. And that, you know, that's a huge thing for the Church of Jesus Christ to remember. It's a thing for Christians to get in their mind. The whole world lieth not only in wickedness, but in darkness. Without the gospel, men are in darkness. That places a tremendous burden of obligation upon those who have the light to go in where the darkness is thickest and so let their light shine before men that they may glorify God. That's the obligation. The world lies in darkness. The heathen world, the pagan world, the world of false religion, the world of Western secularism, drowning in its own prosperity. It's lying in darkness and needs the gospel. Without the revelation, sinners must forever live and die in darkness. But take that a step further, for even with this revelation, for sinners to be saved, they must have more than mere information. Now, I don't want to go too long on this because this gets into a very important area of Bible teaching and the theology of grace and the gospel. There is a notion, and it's so widespread that even to contradict it makes you sound like a heretic. And actually the heresies on the other side of the fence. But there is a notion, widespread as I say, it's throughout evangelicalism, that all you need to do is go and give sinners information. And if you do a good enough job giving information about the gospel to the ungodly, if you do a good enough job on that, then they have the inherent ability to do what they need to do with it, and they'll be saved. Growing out of that, by the way, you have so many Christians tying themselves in knots and getting themselves in huge guilt trips. Did I do a good enough job? Did I speak clearly enough? Did I speak passionately enough? Now, we ought to speak clearly and passionately, and although we ought to do our very best. But there is inherent in that the notion, if I did it right, they'd be saved. And if I didn't do it right, maybe that's why they're lost. And I'm mentioning this because I have dealt with people whose loved ones have died and not left a testimony. And they have gone and they have tried before the person died to give them the gospel. And I've dealt with these people who have said, oh, if only I could have had somebody else there, if there could have been another witness, or that somebody who knew more, somebody who spoke better, somebody who could plead better. Maybe I could be sure now they're saved. Far be it from me to say anything that would discourage you from speaking your clearest and your best for Christ. Always seek to do that. But let me tell you, while reliable information about the gospel is necessary, it is not sufficient to bring a soul to faith in Christ. You go to a blind man. You shine a light in his eyes. What does he see? Nothing. Because he's blind. I've often mentioned when I was a young fellow having a friend who was stone blind. Blind from he was just a little child. We'd walk out, as we did, in one of the most beautiful and picturesque parts of Northern Ireland on a beautiful summer day with the sun shining and the colours in full bloom. And he said to me, describe it to me. Tell me about the flowers. Tell me about the color. The light was shining. He could see nothing. I could have done with having Steve Christopher or somebody. I always tell Steve I'd love to go through the world with his eyes. I would love to be able to look at the world through the eyes of an artist. I can't do that. But with all my limitations, I tried and I gave him the best information I could. But what did he see? Nothing. I couldn't even tell you what he understood. I mean, to a man who's never seen color, how do you distinguish between blue and red? Or green and yellow? They're words, but they mean nothing. That's the way it is with a sinner. Oh, it's good to give the information. It's necessary. But I tell you this, for a sinner to be saved takes divine illumination. In other words, let me give a quotation I've used many times in this pulpit and never forget it. For a sinner to be saved, there needs to be light, which God gives. And then there needs to be sight to see the light, which God also gives. In other words, a saving revelation is a revelation that comes from the outside, but that is accompanied by a work of God on the inside, enabling the reception of it. And that's how a sinner is saved. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19, that we believe according to the working of the mighty power of God. That's how we believe. Belief is not the exercise of some natural faculty. Saving faith is not something. I mean, I hear preachers say this, just release your faith, as if you had like a gas canister of faith within you, and all you got to do is flip the valve and release your faith. Utter nonsense. Sinners are dead. They're lost. They're blind. And without that supernatural revelation of God giving them light and sight to see it, they'll never be saved. You see, salvation is of the Lord. Without that operation of the Holy Ghost, there's nobody saved. But now we come to the third thing. Here it is, that God has willed to give all his saints that saving knowledge of the gospel. We read here, notice the words very carefully, beginning of verse 27, to whom, that's to the saints mentioned at the end of verse 26, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. To the saints, God would make known. Quite literally, to the saints, God willed to make known. To the saints, God determined to make known this glorious revelation. He determined not to leave us in our darkness. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, we read, ye were sometime darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. And of course, you've got that great text in 2 Corinthians 4, 6, which I never tire of quoting. It's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Notice the magnitude of the miracle here. It takes you right back to the creation in Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. That's the story of creation. Now we are told that God, who did that, who commanded, let there be light, hath now done the very same thing in our hearts. And he has come to us in our darkness, and he said, let there be light. He hath commanded the light to shine out of darkness in our hearts. He hath given us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That is what God has willed to do. Now, I want you to notice something. And I, again, for the sake of time, will only mention it and not get into it in any detail. But it's a huge, huge point of truth. The success of the gospel of Jesus Christ depends on the sovereign determination of God's will. Take this carefully now. The Lord Jesus Christ purchased a great salvation, a great redemption. According to most preachers, that's all he did. He purchased this redemption. And then he sets it out there in the big wide world, and he leaves it there. You take it or leave it. That's all. He has done his part. Now, haven't preachers said this a million times? God has done his part. Now it's up to you to do your part. His part was providing salvation. Your part is to receive salvation. There's a sense in which that's true. It is your responsibility to receive God's salvation. It's your responsibility to believe the gospel. It's your responsibility to keep the Ten Commandments. It's your responsibility to love God without sin. That's your responsibility. But it's untrue to give you the impression that that's all that God says. And that's all that God does. Because if that's all he did, we would all be damned. There's redemption. Take it or leave it. Where's the sinner in the history of the world that would even have the spiritual sight to see that it was there? Where's the sinner in the world that would ever have the spiritual life to desire it? Where's the sinner in the world who would ever have the spiritual energy to stretch forth his hand and take it? Such a sinner never existed.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.